So to start out, can you please state your name, your current position, and your field of study?
My name is Michelle Newcomer, and I'm a research scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. And my field of study focuses on hydrology in natural systems like rivers and aquifers, and the biogeochemical cycling within these systems.
And what first sparked your interest in science?
My interest in science was sparked from a very young age. I remember when I was young, hearing about climate change and thinking that I wanted to play some sort of role in understanding that better. And I didn't pursue science at first during my graduate and undergraduate work. I was in a different field of study, and it was a professor who really encouraged me to go back to my original roots and my original passion and pursue science.
What was that like to go back and study science after you pursued something else?
It was a little bit intimidating. My first degree was in French and sociology, and so that was a huge change and realization for me to understand that I was going on in a new path. And so that required me to take new courses and to pursue this new field that I knew was right for me.
Would you have any advice for somebody who's making that decision to go back to study science after pursuing a different degree or even having a different career?
I would say that the biggest hurdle for myself was knowing that that was the right path for me and that I should make that change. It's kind of scary to make that change and to know that you should go down a completely new path. And I think it was my professor encouraging me to go that way and giving me courage to make that change. So I would give advice to others and say that sometimes, yes, it's scary and you might be afraid, but it's well worth it to know that you're going down the right path.
I knew somebody who decided they wanted to be a scientist when they were in their 50s, and they went back to school for their bachelor's and then their PhD, and it was really incredible to see that, you know, really, you can always go back to school. You can always decide to pursue science if that's what you want to do.
You can always change your mind.
So what is the most gratifying part of what you do, or what's your favorite part of your work?
My favorite part of my work is when I'm out in the field and when I get to see these natural systems, the way that they operate, the way that they function. And a lot of my field work involves intensive sampling of things like water, soils, vegetation. I take into account all of those things in my sampling, and so sometimes that requires me to be out in the field at nighttime or in the early morning before the sun rises, and that's usually the most peaceful time of day when I can take my samples and look at the sunrise and be thankful for this opportunity.
When I used to do field work in undergrad, sometimes I would end up at the site at sunset, and there would be all these black vultures in the trees right near the site, and it always was really magical and felt special to be able to be out there and see that.
It is quite magical, especially you mentioned during sunset. That's also the time when the coyotes come out, so you can hear them howling in the background while taking samples.
And have you ever had to deal with any challenges in your work, and how have you overcome them?
Yes, there have been challenges, and some of the challenges that I faced, well, for one, changing my mind, you know, midway through my career, that was the first challenge. That was the first thing that was really difficult for me, to be able to completely turn around my life and go down this new path. I would say other challenges, I mean, are more minor relative to that. They're day-to-day challenges of how to manage a lab, be responsible for my own projects, my own funding, and take on students and learning how to interact with students and lead them in the right direction with their science and with their careers. So those are, I think everybody faces some of those challenges. It comes with the territory.
I would love to see more programs focus on integrating training for all of the other parts of being a scientist, like managing people and and managing labs and, you know, I guess depending on your discipline, more like the business and the human relations side, and in certain aspects of field biology, even just the gear side.
You're right. That aspect of science, the mentoring side, I have students that I'm working with, and I have to be not only a good scientist to them, but a good mentor. And I find that that is even more so than developing code or analyzing my data. Mentoring them well is a very difficult task, and I'm learning how to do that along the way. And I would love to have more resources for that.
It's really great that you get to mentor people, though, and I hope you do find more resources to do it.
Yes.
So what would you say has been the highlight of your career thus far?
I think the highlight of my career has, by the way, I'm only 2 years into my career, so the highlight of my short career so far, I would say, has been the opportunity that I had last November to work with some folks in the Sonoma County Water Agency and to help them respond to the issues of water after the fires. That was really the culmination of all of my research leading to the scenario where it could help folks in the midst of this crisis and to help them move in the right direction in terms of thinking about how to respond to the fires and the impacts that it would have on water quality as well as water quantity within their watershed. And I think that's where I'd like science to go, is to be able to extend to state, local agencies in responding to disturbances and how to react to those using science.
Do you know if any of what you worked on last year has been put into place or utilized this year with all of the fires in California?
It's ongoing, and that work has led to new contacts and new sort of outreach with other counties and local agencies that are dealing with fires. For example, the Camp Fire in Butte County. By demonstrating what we were able to do with science in Sonoma County, this is really leading us into new territory to extend our research to responding to water quality issues now post-fire, which is becoming more and more of a common occurrence in California.
And as you move forward in your career, where do you see yourself going? What sort of things do you want to work on, and what would you like to accomplish?
I have a lot that I would like to accomplish. First, scientifically, I'm working towards becoming a well-respected member of the hydrology community, and I also see myself pushing ideas in terms of the way policy and science interact, pushing ideas in that direction. And I really see myself in the future interacting more with state legislatures and being able to drive policy in a more science-appropriate way.
That makes me so happy to hear. When I first, finished my bachelor's and when I was in grad school, in the conservation world, people would even debate, is policy a four-letter word? And, so many people now that I've spoken to here have been really involved in policy work, and it's nice to see that's shifting.
It is nice, and I hope to be a part of that from the scientific side and be able to really showcase how science can inform policy making.
And is there one message that you would like to share about yourself as a scientist or about science as a whole?
I think I would like to share that science is approachable. Science is something that you can learn and that you can achieve through hard work, and it's not only for those who are geniuses, but it's something you work at, and it's something everybody can accomplish.
That's an important thing for people to hear, especially since so many people think that you have to be a math and science whiz to pursue it as a career path. And, you know, just it takes love and dedication.
Mm-hmm. Love and dedication and hard work.
Yes, of course, hard work. Is there anything else that you would like to share or add?